If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Back to work on a Monday, and sometimes coming back to work is a little bit harder than other Mondays when your community is hit by a tornado and you see your community hurting, and some of us here in the room still hurting from the tornado. It does make going back to work harder, but also just reminds you that just like life keeps going. And then like, so then some people have to keep picking up things at work or school, because I know a lot of the schools are still closed and still without power.
And reshifting kids to other
schools. And so life starts to happen. And if you haven't been affected by the tornadoes and you were one of the lucky ones, you're like, you almost forget. Or if you are still feeling it, we feel for you. We'll talk a little bit about our personal experience, but man, the entire community, it feels like, was affected with those tornadoes that hit on Friday.
I still am just impressed with the people who run the Annie Malone parade. They postponed that to help out several churches in the area. They forewent their normal Sunday service to go out and help out.
AB, did your church do that? I saw you reposted it. What you reposted?
My church was out of power and water, and so instead of doing like a Zoom church or anything like that, we all like met up and we went to different like play care areas in that were affected.
You're the world's worst person at knowing areas. Do you know what area you were in?
No.
Okay.
They were all over. They sent like a whole chart. And they were like, no, I have no idea what area we were in.
What did you have to do for your responsibilities?
So for us, my family went, there was like a roof that was blown off of one of these places. And so there were bricks everywhere. And so we had to divide the bricks into these are the good bricks that we can use again. And these are the not good bricks.
Wow.
And so we had like an assembly line going of
people. You were picking up bricks?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
It was a
really
workout.
We're ready to help.
That's cool. And little things I didn't even know, that like you would try to reuse bricks. I just thought you would just redo it. But like I guess like when resources are limited, you want to make sure you try to keep whatever and salvage whatever you can. Mm-hmm. Alex, you're still out of power, right?
Yeah, I'm hoping it comes back on today, but it was it's been definitely a weekend. But you know, I tell myself it could have been a whole lot worse, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of people that are dealing with, you know, more than just not having power. So you know, I was thinking today, hopefully when it comes back on, I'll be able to get everything in my house back together and then lend my hand to other people that are out volunteering or getting lunch for people, whatever I can do to help. But I was kind of a street or two over from like, you know, the thick of where a lot of it really happened.
We'll share more about our personal experiences, how we can help, how you can help. That's coming your way in about 10 minutes from now. But I feel like one of the biggest things you can do when a community is grieving is come together. That is the most important part of healing, is coming together as a community. And we're going to try to do that today on the Brett Mega Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Every single day when we wake up on the Brett Megas Show, we like to start the show with a good news story, mainly because when you turn on the news, it's usually just bad news and so negative. But more importantly than ever before is to come to work on a Monday, and the first story you hear is a positive story because our community was impacted. Many homes devastated. $1.6 billion, 5,000 buildings affected by the tornadoes that hit on Friday. So I know a lot of people are scrambling and looking for resources. St. Louis schools still closed and having to relocate. There's power outages. Buses can't make it. A lot of those communities are kids who are on need food for and live on lunch provided from them, will not be able to get those resources. And so there's communities stepping up in those circumstances. And so what we've done is go to our website at y98.com, and there's a list of resources. So if you are someone who needs food, there is someone for emergency food and clean water. If you're someone who needs temporary housing, counseling, long-term recovery and assistance, there's a resource for you there. If you need long-term recovery, like your home was completely devastated and don't know where to turn, or you know somebody who's like, oh my God, I know someone's house has been devastated. They're living with somebody right now, but this is not a long-term plan. What do they do? You go to Y98.com. There are services for you that put roofs over your head to help people. One of the other things that people a lot of ask about Red Cross is, so if I reach out to the Red Cross in need of this food or in need of this temporary housing or long-term recovery, does it mean that I'm just going to get a bill later or will I have to pay it? No, this is a resource for you that is completely free, no identification, nothing you need. You just reach out and say, hey, I need help. And the Red Cross is there for you. It's an amazing resource in terms of tragedy. If you have any other questions, like, okay, what if you're one of the lucky ones? Like, how do I donate? How do I give back to the Red Cross? They said, just go to the redcross.org. It's the best way to donate. It's really simple. Just go to the redcross.org and they'll divvy up the resources that they see fit, because like sometimes it can be overwhelming. Like, how do I help? Who do I help? I feel like everywhere I look, I need help. AB, you donated your time.
I did,
from your church. Mm-hmm. And what were you guys doing?
We were going out to a bunch of daycare facilities and helping just clean up their lawn, like raking pieces of the roof out of the grass and stuff like that.
So many homes affected. And one of the good news part of the story is the community is there to support one each other and pick each other up. That's what makes it so beautiful. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Give back to get more. Introducing the St. Louis Zoo debit card exclusively at Together Credit Union.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Megas Show. People are asking this question. Would you sleep on a cliff bed? This is something they're new, they're offering in China. It's 330 feet above ground and allows you to sleep on a bed. I know Hannah and AB love to nap and can nap anywhere. I have a picture so you guys can see it. It's 330 feet up in the air and it just dangles from the side of the cliff. You do get a safety harness, and it is $15 to take a nap on that bed. Would you pay the $15 and take a nap on that bed? Could you handle it? $13.50. It's not even $15.
Oh, $13.50. Yeah. Amazing deal. That's like the best Airbnb ever. But unfortunately for me, I have raging anxiety, so I simply could never sleep on the edge of a cliff.
Yeah. Dang. My problem is I have a small bladder. And I have to get up a lot, so no.
They did. It is an overnight trip, and they did mention that you do get a morning cliffside coffee and a brief photo op and a mattress and a duvet. You get a duvet, too. Alex, what
the
you
duvet.
Do?
The duvet did it for me.
Yeah, I mean, that. Yeah, that's nice.
No, I don't like the duvet. The duvet, if you've ever had to assist
duvets
in putting
are so
the duvet
annoying,
on,
actually.
I love a good duvet.
No.
Do you usually do it? Do you put it on? Because if you're putting the duvet on, it's a real pain.
It is.
My wife one time said, can you put the duvet on? And I said, sure. And I like was trying to, I didn't know what she was talking about. I didn't even know what it was. And then I realized what the hell that thing was, and then
4 hours
I'm out.
Later,
you 4 hours later.
4 hours.
No, I'm not a heights guy. I don't need to sleep on the edge of a cliff.
There's no way you would get like calm enough and peaceful enough to actually
sleep
fall asleep
anywhere.
No
like, you'll
way.
Be like in the middle of the show. We'll be like chaos will be happening. We'll look at AB and have her headphones on.
Also, you're sleeping in a harness. That's uncomfortable. Yeah. Nothing about this is comfortable.
Right.
No, that looks so cool. I would definitely do it.
You would definitely
look
do
how
it,
beautiful bro. The view is. Like you're just sleeping on this bed with this gorgeous view with a morning cup of. You couldn't ask for better views.
Just pay the $13.50 for the picture and call it a night.
I think that's beautiful. I would love it. Other than I do think Alex brought up a strong point about the damn duvet. Like I just give me a comforter if I'm paying $13.50.
I would rather sleep with nothing.
Yeah. Right.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Let's find out what else is simply trending. It puts a little smile on our face. What are people talking about? We put 2 minutes on the clock. We know you've been busy with everything that's happened. The tornadoes, you're probably like, I don't know anything that's silly or fun or interesting right now. So I got some of those stories for you. Like they surveyed a bunch of people and said, zero repercussions. What do you wish for? Do you want to know what they are?
Yes.
Okay, here's a couple of ones.
It's
boss
weird that they're saying like zero repercussions.
Yeah, so you could do whatever you wanted. Mm. Four was your boss gets fired.
Oh!
Oh, wow.
that was number three. Number two, which is I thought was going to be number one, is people would have like to hook up with a secret crush. Mm. And then we would know about it. Like with zero repercussions, I thought someone would say that. The number one answer really did shock me. They would banish their mother-in-law to a deserted island.
People really hate that.
Really? Damn.
Wow.
To a deserted island. It's like, I don't know how she got there. It wasn't my wish.
Did all these people like write that in collectively?
Yeah, right. DoorDash trends reveal what Americans are ordering.
What are we ordering?
All right, so a couple of things. According to DoorDash, 52% of people really like the AI feature where it's like suggest restaurants and orders for you. So you don't even have to think about it. Like, AI, you order for me.
No, that feature is crazy. Like, I won't even be really hungry, and then all of a sudden it has my direct order. I'm like, well, I guess we're doing it.
98% of customers agreed with you that somehow they've gotten a craving and they just go to DoorDash to satisfy the craving. 98% of people. Woo! And 74% of them say they have tried something because it was viral on social media through DoorDash. Like I saw people eating it on TikTok, so then I just ordered it on DoorDash. National Barbecue Day, they ranked the top barbecue cities in the United States.
Okay, let's see who's on it.
Austin, Texas, number one. San Antonio, two. And then Kansas City, number three.
Hey, we just had that.
Had Joe's.
St. Louis should be on there.
It did not make the top 10, which I was surprised.
Not even top 10?
Yes, I was really surprised. Crazy. Memphis was at four, but yeah, it didn't make the top 10, which shocked me.
Ow.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Christy, how are you?
Good. How are you?
We are fantastic. We're having a fantastic day.
Wonderful.
All right, Christy. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You think you can beat Hannah?
I'm going to try.
I think Christy's got you, Hannah.
Giving it a try is all you got to do.
Sounds confident.
Yeah, that's I think that Christy has like a good energy about her. I like Christy's energy. Hannah, you leave the room so we can hang out with cool energy Christy here. Hannah's walking out. When Hannah leaves, I'll ask you 5 pop culture questions. I'm going to ask you guys the same questions, so that's why we make sure Hannah leaves so she can't hear the questions or the answers, okay?
All right. Bye, Hannah.
All right. Who is Jelly Roll on tour with?
Post Malone.
Boom. Rihanna is releasing a new song for the Smurf movie. What color are the Smurfs?
Blue.
The host of the AMAs injured herself during rehearsals. Who is hosting the AMAs?
Lainey Wilson.
Okay. Which artist sold out their 29-day tour, it's called the American Heart Tour, in just 9 seconds?
Oh, I don't know this one.
You want to just take a guess?
Is it a country singer?
It's not a country singer. Does have songs on the radio.
Yeah.
How would you describe this artist? Moody?
Mustache.
Moody mustache.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stash.
Does backflips?
Yes.
Benson Boone.
Yes.
Wow. Well, okay. Man. It was the backflips, wasn't it, yeah. Christy?
Yes.
All right. We got there. Fix this lyric, okay? I don't know if I'll tell Hannah what song it is, but I'll tell it to you. It's the lyrics from Espresso, okay? Soft skin, I performed it for ya. I know I Pepsi Cola it for ya. That morning coffee brewed it for ya. Can you fix the lyrics? It's not Pepsi Cola.
It's a soda?
All right, no, that's okay. It's a hard one. 3 out of 5. We're going to see if Hannah can figure it out, too. We'll give you, you got a good shot here, okay, Christy?
Okay.
All right, hold on.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Hannah's walking back into the room eating a Rice Krispie treat. Is that what you did when you were outside the studio when you got a Rice Krispie treat?
Yeah, I took the last one. Sorry, AB.
Wow.
Wow. It's okay. I already had one Rice Krispie treat and ramen.
I'm cheering for Christy. All right, Christy, Hannah was outside of the room ordering buying Rice Krispie treats. I'm going to ask you the same 5 questions, Hannah, that I asked Christy. Christy, tell her how many you got right.
3.
They were hard.
3 right.
They were good.
Okay.
They were hard.
All right. Question number 1. Got to get at least a 3 out of 5. Who is Jelly Roll on tour with?
Post Malone.
That is correct. Rihanna is releasing a new song for the Smurf movie. What color are the Smurfs?
Blue.
Blue is correct. The host of the AMAs injured herself during rehearsals. Who is hosting the AMAs?
J-Lo.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Which artist sold out their 29-date American Heart Tour in just 9 seconds?
Benson Boone.
Benson Boone. Wow, Hannah's
crazy.
On fire, Christy. Yeah, Benson Boone. She did get that right when we said he's known for backflips.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
It's like him and Simone Biles, known for their backflip. fix this lyric. One of the words are wrong. Tell me which one it is and then fix it for me, okay? Soft skin, I performed it for ya. I know I Pepsi Cola it for ya. That morning coffee brewed it for ya.
It's not Pepsi Cola.
It's not Pepsi Cola.
Yeah, so what is it?
Coffee brewed it for you?
No, it's Mountain Dew.
Kevin brewed it.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, Mountain Dew it for you. 4 out of 5, Hannah. It's the only one you missed. Kevin would have had it. Kevin's the biggest Sabrina Carpenter.
That hurts to miss a Sabrina Carpenter question.
Christy, you didn't get the win. You got to say, this is Christy and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Chrissy, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. 80% of us think we're good at this, but we really aren't.
I'm going to say driving.
Driving.
Like, you think you got it all figured out, and you know what you're doing, but really, nobody knows what we're doing.
You're like, I'm good. I'm a really good driver. And someone gets in there and like, you said you're a really good driver? All right. Good answer.
Yeah, you just cut off 8 people.
Yeah.
Sadly, I think I'm one of the 80%. Good at their job.
Oh, Kev, you are. Kev. Wow.
Kevin, hey, you're great at your job.
If you heard one of our shows recently, you realize, maybe he's not.
Well, that's going to be said for all of us. Who are you really talking about? All right, Alex.
I'm going to say cooking.
cooking. 80% of people are like, oh, you got to eat this. And you're like, yeah, it's delicious, dude.
That's a good one. Yep. I'm going to say baking.
Good answers. No one got it correct, though, surprisingly, because there's a lot of things we all think we're good at, but we're really not. That answer's coming our way in two songs.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. 80% of us think we're good at this, but we really aren't.
Lots of people like Jenny and, oh my gosh, just a million people are saying singing. They think that you're good at singing and you're not.
Very American Idol, Simon Cowell. Like, it's very karaoke.
Big Mama texted in and said spelling. Leo said folding clothes. Drea
every says couple's argument.
Painting. Aaron says listening. Let's see.
Big
flirting.
Mama, Big Mama got it though. It is spelling. 80% of us think I'm a good speller.
Think we're good? Really?
I feel like most people think they're bad.
Yeah,
a lot of people are bad. I'm bad.
I'm terrible. Like, I'm bad. Spellcheck even hates me. Spellcheck thinks I'm embarrassing. It's like I can't help you, bro. Google it. So many times I have to Google it because spellcheck won't help me because Google's better than spellcheck.
Mega Minds.
We are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. This past Friday was a day to remember because a tornado ripped through our city that was nearly 23 miles long, 5,000 businesses and buildings affected, $1.6 billion in damages. Many of the St. Louis public schools still affected. We don't know when they're going to be back. They don't have power. They're trying to shuffle them around to different areas. The Clayton schools are still shut down. I know many people without homes, people without power, and all of us here in the room had different experiences. So we want to, one, take a second to talk about our experiences, but also give you an opportunity to share your experiences. And then if you know of any businesses, people that are in need, you can always reach out to us at 314-531-9898. We all just had completely different experiences. Alex, we had just shared me like the path of the tornado. You can kind of see it of the 22.6 mile tornado that ripped through our city. You were in the heart of it at the time.
I was, yeah. I was actually, so I live in like Clayton Richmond Heights area. And I was actually at the time, because it was a beautiful day, at the gym, which is 0.2 miles from my house.
Okay.
On the opposite side of Wydown from where I live. And during that time, the tornado came in. The lights basically shut off at the gym. It came out of nowhere.
It was bright, and then it was pitch black, night.
Yeah, and it was crazy. And so the lights shut off. So then we kind of went to take cover. But as we were going to take cover, you looked out the window and could see like that was as the funnel cloud was literally going past us. So you
could see the funnel.
Wow.
Was that the first time you've ever seen a tornado funnel?
It was the first time I've ever seen an actual funnel, and you could see it was, I mean, a couple streets over. So from where we were at, you could see trees being like ripped out of the ground. I mean, and the fact that this was going on in Clayton is like, you think all these buildings are there and nothing's going to be able to like touch down in its path and all this different stuff.
So usually
it's
looking for flat, like not that we're like experts, but usually you would assume it's like kind of like the farmland, like Twister, you know?
Yeah, and so we kind of, me and my buddy Tim saw the funnel go past, and then like right away it was sunny again. So then I left, but then from the 0.2 miles from my house, it took me an hour and a half to get home. And I was concerned that like my dogs were at home and
were
all
you
that.
Ever
so
worried
then,
about your own safety? Like when you saw the funnel cloud, did your heart start to like beat like crazy? And like, oh my God, what if like I'm in the middle of this? What if this path hits me? What's going on?
Yeah, I think so. Because it was like, again, so unexpected, and you're just like, to see it so close, I don't think any of us know enough about tornadoes to know like, it's just whatever in its path, it's going to destroy, and you don't know what direction it's going to go. I mean, it could go anyway.
It's
unpredictable. And it was just, scary to see it that close because, again, they typically don't happen in, like, very heavily populated areas where it's a city. So, I'm lucky. I mean, I just didn't have power, but several of my neighbors, like, trees fell on their house, all of these trees. I think the most crazy part to me about everything that I saw was the size of the trees that were uprooted.
Yeah.
Clayton is a very older area. A lot of these trees have been there for hundreds of years. And so to see that these types of trees were pulled out of the ground, entire sidewalks were pulled up, and like the drive home, there was just stoplights all down, mangled. People, like, it was just people were in the middle of the road, like already clearing roads. Like, I was telling somebody, I saw emergency vehicles that I didn't even know existed that looked like, honestly, out of like something you see on TV. And so, like, even from that distance, it took me like an hour and a half to get home. When I finally got home, my street was closed because there were multiple trees down on my street. And it was obviously very devastating, but at the same time, it was incredible to see the amount of neighbors and people in the neighborhood that came together. And people were like, yeah, there was like people with handsaws moving things like off of people's houses and trying to just, I think nobody knew what was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin, you live like an hour from the radio station. So it almost just felt like you were disconnected but connected. How did that make you feel?
You know, it is so true. I felt very disconnected. I was napping and it was sunny. I woke up, it was raining. And then my daughter came home from where she works, the loading dock, because they let her go early because of the weather. And I was like, you might want to put your car in because it might hail. We got a little bit of hail. And then I was just flipping through, and all of the news stations are showing red. I mean, all the weather guys are and weather girls are up there, you know, talking about what's coming or what's in St. Louis at this time. And it's all red. I mean, just red. And I'm going, this is not good. This is, you know, and Grafton is not even really in the picture because it was all going to go south. It was all going to be south. But I'm going, I drive that route. I drive a lot of that route home. And then I started thinking, my wife teaches in Hazelwood. It could go into that direction. I've got friends over here as well. You live here and near Brentwood.
Yeah.
And AB and Hannah as well. And you're just like, and Alex. And you're going, oh, man, this is not good. So I just kind of watched the news. And the news kept going, we'll get to our people on the ground. But they followed the storm. So all I saw for a good hour and a half was red. I didn't see any of the devastation until later. And then when my wife got home, she was talking about how they had the tornado drills at school. And she was at a school, and they spent like an hour down in the basement. Then I talked to my brother and sister-in-law, who also teach, and they had a similar experience.
Wow.
And she was saying, you know, my wife was saying that some of the kids were very afraid, even they were more north of this tornado. But, you know, it's not normal. It's not an everyday experience where you have to go down and duck and cover, because it's usually a drill and you're done for, 5 minutes later. No, it was a full thing. So it felt very disconnected. Still, unfortunately, feel very disconnected because I drove in this morning thinking, oh, I'll see some of this devastation. I'll see some of these trees. It was dark, but it's not where I normally travel. But then when you watch the news, they did an aerial shot of Forest Park, and you're just like, oh my God, those are 100-year-old trees that are going to be just gone. They're going to have to replant all that, and that's just one small area. The homes alone along that stretch near Alex is just, I don't even know where you start.
That was my question. Like, where do you start?
Right.
Like, there's just so much.
Yeah,
there's just so much everywhere. And I think if you go drive through Forest Park or, like, see it, the videos and the pictures that you're seeing on the news do not do it justice at all, because you try to explain how bad it is. And like Kevin said, like, it's just everywhere.
It does give you like an eerie feeling. If you or someone you know is in need of help, we do have resources for you posted on Y98.com. You could also go to our Instagram, the Brett Mega Show on Instagram. Those ways for you to connect to the community, or if you need help, there are resources out there for you. A much different experience for Hannah, AB, and myself. We'll explain why, and became one of my worst nightmares right after Gaga. There's no doubt our community is hurting today, and all of us had a different, very different experience when it came to the tornado. that ravaged through our community on Friday. $1.6 billion in damages. Over 5,000 buildings were damaged. The St. Louis Zoo is closed. St. Louis Public School is closed. Clayton School is closed. A lot of those communities and kids are on meals provided by the schools. And so there are places where you can go if you need food, where those kids can still pick up breakfast and lunches, because those are resources that have gone away. We don't know when they will be back. Kevin, your wife is a teacher. Alex, your fiance is a teacher. Those kids were in, they had to go down into like the basement. How scary it was. And that's kind of what it felt like for me, is to see my kids, or not be able to see my kids' reaction to the tornado. So all of us had very different experiences. Alex was literally in the middle of it, and I couldn't have been farther away from it, but felt like I was in the middle of it, because Alex and I don't live too far from each other. I live in Brentwood, which is like right on the edge of where the tornado hit. If you look at the path, it was literally like a mile away from my home. That's how close I was from a tornado hitting my home, and I wasn't home with my family. Hannah, AB, myself, we had to travel to Kansas City for work. The show is heard in Kansas City, and they asked us to come to Kansas City for work. My wife is already super pregnant, so I was already super nervous about this trip a little bit. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be traveling late in my wife's pregnancy for work. And so I was nervous. I didn't know that a tornado then could also hit. I was nervous about the pregnancy stuff, not a little a natural disaster. And so when we were in Kansas City, my wife texted and it's like, it is literally just went from nice out, like Alex had described, to pitch black, Brett. And it was clear skies, blue skies in Kansas City. And we had just started to hit the road to go home. So I was like, you know, like just shy of 4 hours away from my family. And I'm like, wow, it is beautiful here. She's like, yeah, it's pitch black. And in every update that was coming in, I was getting more and more nervous. Like, it is blowing. I could hear the gutters shaking. These are text messages I was getting. My daughter, who was 20 months old, was screaming that she was like in fear. And I was like, I'm not there. And it was the worst feeling in the world. Hannah and I actually drove back together in the car. And I don't know if you could tell, Hannah, I was nervous for my family, but I was trying to like play it off and keep calm and cool. But I was like a nervous wreck.
Oh. You know, it's funny that you say that, because I felt like I was trying to keep it cool too, because I didn't want you to get more nervous. But so you're driving and I have like, you know, I'm trying to like stay in contact with my family, see what's happening with my mom, my sisters, my nieces, my nephews. And I'm like trying to not like tell you too much because you're driving me in a vehicle.
And I'm like, so I'm texting. I'm omit. I was texting. I was getting tired. I was like looking at the phone. I was like trying to get updates.
But then it got to a point where like Brett was taking a call from his wife. I'm taking a call from my mom and my sisters, like just trying to figure out what's going on. And then I feel like Brett, it both kind of like hit you and I at the same time. Like, wait, we still have like hours and hours left on this trip. So if something terrible is happening, like one, we don't really know. Like, if they're not texting back right now, like, is it because they lost signal and like, are they okay? Like, to have the fear of the unknown was awful.
We were like on the bench and couldn't help. And I don't even know what I was do in this situation, because like, what am I going to do when the tornado hits? But you felt like you wanted to be there. Like, let me help. And I don't even know what you could do. It was the most helpless feeling. And the other thing, there was also like this weird sense of guilt from me, Hannah, that like, we had beautiful weather the entire ride.
I
literally
agree.
It was gorgeous. And I'm like, man, it is so bad where my family's at. I felt terrible about it.
Yeah, I mean, also, it was crazy too, because I kept thinking, okay, it's hitting really bad in St. Louis. Is it coming towards Kansas City? I had no idea.
If we were
going to
run into it,
I didn't even care about checking the radar for me, because I was just worried about what is happening to my family right now in St. Louis that I can't be there to help with. So I wasn't even caring about like if we were going to run into it. I'm like, okay, Brett will handle it. But it was just scary, and to not have like any control or be able to help was really hard.
It was weird for me because I left a couple hours after Brett and Hannah.
Yeah, you stayed.
I went to hang out with a friend that I know in Kansas City, and I was getting like millions and millions of texts. But I mean, the weather was awesome in Kansas City, so we decided to go to a park and go on a walk. And I was like, man, I'm just getting a lot of texts. So I turned my phone on Do Not Disturb for the whole 2.5 hours I was with her, because they were saying, you know, oh, it's really windy, whatever. I'm like, who cares? Like, I had no idea. So if my phone was on Do Not Disturb literally the entire time it was happening.
Oh my goodness.
We went on our walk. I never checked my phone once. And then once I got back in my car to then drive back to St. Louis, I was like, holy cow.
Did
wait,
you feel
yeah.
bad
happened?
That you yeah. put it on do not disturb? What was the feeling like when you turned it going, oh my, should I have done that? Should I not have done that? What was the feeling like?
They didn't get hit with really anything. Like my family lives in Chesterfield yeah. and they were like, the wind was kind of bad, but, and it got dark, but they didn't really see the worst of it at all. So they were okay. But then I was like getting a call from my best friend, Elizabeth, being like, oh my gosh. And then I had other people that
you
were,
live in Brentwood where I live.
Yeah,
you live
I live in Brentwood.
Down the street from me.
So then I had friends texting me being like, are you good? And I was like, what do you mean? I'm not even in, like, I was like, I'm not in St. Louis. I was like, what's happening? And I didn't realize the extent of it until people started sending me pictures and all of that.
Heartbreaking. The other thing that ended up happening, I think, from a parent's perspective, is my wife hates storms. Mm. I am the calm in our marriage and our relationship. Like I like am usually really easygoing. When people are anxious, it makes me calmer. And that is not my wife. When people are anxious, she feels the anxiousness. She's like an empath. She is like how roles just reverse. Like she like literally for our kids who are freaking out. I was so calm. I was so easygoing. I played it off like everything was going to be okay, but I was in my head going, this is scary as ass. Yeah. Like this is effing yeah. crazy. Like yeah. she was freaking out but stayed calm through it all. And I think it's so interesting when you're putting those perspectives, like you, what you're capable of, what you do in those situations, what roles you get yourself into. She was like, I was so calm the entire time. And that is not me. I'm usually leaning on you for it. And it's like so interesting. Mm. So many families affected. So many people just feel the devastation that has hit our community. There are resources posted at Y98.com. We want to hear your stories. If you know any businesses that have affected and need help, we're going to open up the phone lines to you here. We'll be with you all hour long as we're commercial free, just trying to recover from the storm. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag, though?
So as we're stressed here in St. Louis, we got news as an entire country that shook us up as well. I'll tell you the update in just 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So this is a hashtag that I hate to do, but it has been confirmed that former President Joe Biden has prostate cancer. So last week he went to like a ton of doctor's appointments for what he thought was just like normal urinary issues, but it ended up that he had cancer. And I've never heard of this, but apparently there's a scale called like a Gleason score that kind of yeah. like rates how aggressive the cancer is. And unfortunately for Joe Biden, it's a 9 out of 10. When I first heard it was prostate cancer, I was like, okay, that's terrible, but I've known some people to have that and, you know, whatever. But this cancer has spread to his bones, making it harder to treat since it's not just in one place. But the Biden family seems to be in high spirits, as high as you can be in a situation like that. They released a statement saying the cancer appears to be hormone sensitive, which allows for effective management. The president and his family are reviewing treatment options with his physician.
It's heartbreaking that it's so aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, the crazy and the scary thing is like he was just running for presidency like what, 9 months ago?
Yeah,
like when he decided to drop out.
Yep.
And so it's like almost like everything happens for a reason because, I mean, he needs to be focused on his health at this point. But yeah, he was, and as the president, he was someone who's probably getting regular screenings all the time.
Right.
And for it to pop up so fast and like almost out of nowhere and be so aggressive just shows you that just cancer has no mercy. Like that is so scary.
Yeah. So we'll be keeping him in our prayers and I'll keep you guys updated on a treatment plan for him when that's released. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah. It's time to go.
Oof. We all felt the effects of the hurricane. What was your story? I think one of the most powerful things that the radio allows for an opportunity is for you to share your story. Were you in the middle of the hurricane or the tornado? Were you in the middle of the natural disaster when it occurred? Were you away from it like I was, but my family was in the middle of it? Where were you when the tornado struck? 314-531-9898. Or if you are a business owner, do you know a business that is in need? This is an opportunity for you to, for all of us to reach out and say, as a community, can we come together and help? Alex, you're in the path. You are right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, Alex, I know intense. You know a lot of like small business owners and friends that are just that were affected too as well.
Yeah, my buddy Ben Paremba, he owns a bunch of restaurants down in Del Mar, and Esca and Florentine and Deli Divine and some of those other places, and was just getting ready to open a brand new place that he had been working on building out, and all of those places just were completely destroyed. And
damn.
And he did have a good response of people coming together and helping, whether it was cleaning up or starting a GoFundMe to just kind of raise those funds. Because obviously, like, it's more than just the restaurant. It's putting all those people out of work, yeah. Right? It's like all of those people whose livelihoods depend on these places being open that we don't even think about. So, like, for him to put together different things to make sure that those people are still getting paid and still, like, you know, they're getting paid obviously in a different way where they're not coming and they're waiting on people and serving and doing all those things, but they're coming together to help rebuild.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, it really is crazy the amount of businesses and people that were affected by this.
AB, you're for church on Sunday, they canceled services because was the church affected itself too?
The power and water was still out at my church. Yeah, so they canceled services and they were like, let's all get together and go help the community. So they had like a whole spreadsheet of daycares being like, we're gonna split up and we're gonna go help these daycares. And I mean, we had 10 people, I think, at the daycare we were at, and I cannot imagine it all being on like the one person that owned it. It took us hours to get all the bricks off the lawn and all the pieces of the roof that were on the lawn, and just like all of the heavy lifting was crazy.
This is a time where you need the community.
Yeah,
to
absolutely.
Come together.
And there's just little things that you just don't think of until you're in that situation. Like, okay, so what if your work wasn't affected, but then your kid's daycare was? Where are your resources at?
True.
Like, how do you go back to work if you work a job that needs you to be there? And they're like, hey, like, we have, you know, responsibilities here and you have nowhere to take your kids. What do you do? Are you in the middle of it? Do you have power? Alex, you still didn't have power this morning.
Yeah, no power.
Do you get power yet? Has it been turned on?
It's kind of
hit or miss.
That it's coming back, but yeah, it's been hit or miss. So, like, you know, obviously I don't have a ton to complain about because my house really wasn't damaged, but it was, like I said, it was very, obviously it's very devastating, but it was very amazing to see everybody in the neighborhood come together. The people who, like, you know, everybody checks their own house, but then you could see like neighbors were coming outside to like try to move trees off of people's like front porches or off of people's houses. There was two houses down, a massive tree fell and just absolutely smashed two cars that were in people's driveway. And then it was sad because yesterday I saw those people outside doing the work and they were like a very, very, very old couple. Ugh. Because I truthfully, in the area I live in, it's people that have lived there for a very long time.
I saw the same thing. I was taking my kids for a walk in a house, just it was onto the roof and they were removing the tree from it. It was just devastating. What happened? Where were you at when that storm hit? 314-531-9898. You talked about neighbors. I got a text message from my neighbor in the middle of the storm. It's like, I'm watching your house for you because I know your wife's home with the kids. And he came over with a chainsaw because trees had fallen in my house. How did you guys come together? Where were you at when the tornado hit? We want to hear your stories after Morgan Wallen. So many of us here in our community are feeling the effects from the tornado that swept through on Friday. And it's crazy because it happened in like two different waves. It was like pitch black and then the light came back out and then it went back again, and over 5,000 buildings affected, $1.6 billion estimated in damages. I'm sure that number is going to continue to keep rising too as they keep assessing the damages. So many of the kids out of school still today. Forest Park, areas of Forest Park are destroyed.
Yeah.
The zoo where the animals are couldn't open back up. Looks like they're going to try to open back up today.
Yeah.
This is such a big part of our community. So many people affected in our community. It was devastating. And we want you to share your experiences with us because I do think that's what connects us all. Like, oh my God, I was going through it together. I wasn't alone, even though it probably feels like the loneliest feeling in the world when a storm is sweeping through and you could hear it moving and shattering on your roof. And and trees falling down. Mm. You're like, oh my God, I'm screwed. But so many of us felt the same exact way.
We got a text from a listener. This is really scary. It says, I was waiting at the bus stop for my middle school son in U City. It was very scary not knowing where my kid was on the roads. I was trying to text him, but I couldn't get through to him. When I finally got a hold of him, he said the bus driver pulled over where there weren't trees and all the kids went on the bus floor to get as safe as they could.
Wow. You know, it's interesting you mentioned the bus. You know, my son rides home on a bus. We're way north of this. This was, you know, several hours after this tornado, and our buses were delayed. They kept them at the garage just because they didn't know if there was going to be another one on the way or there was going to be another issue. They didn't want to have a similar issue on the roads. And that just tells you, I mean, you know, as a bus driver, that's awesome thinking. Way to get somewhere where you're safe. But that drill again, you know, those kids having to do that, you know, they practice those drills. But then when it's reality, that's scary.
And it's something you never forget.
Yes, exactly.
I actually drove in a tornado once. And my car got lifted, and it was like shaking, and it moved, and I still can remember it so vividly when we were in the car when that happened. And those kids will never forget that they had to get on the ground of their school bus and the confusion their kids must have been feeling.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's traumatizing for the parent to not be able to get a hold of your child. You're waiting there for them, and they're not coming. That's, I mean, traumatic. And then for the kid itself, yeah. I mean, I vividly remember the tornado drills in school, but I never have had like a real instance where we had to use what we learned in the drill. And so for these kids, yeah, they probably will never forget it. And try to think of how they felt. Like, you're scared, you're on a bus with your friends, and you can't get a hold of your parents. Like, that's so traumatizing. So I hate that all those kids had to experience that last week. Yeah. In our own community too. It hits different to be driving around, you know, the community and the city lately, and like see things that are different. You're like, wait, this is our home. This is stuff that has been shifted.
Alex, you talked about that. Like, when you were like, you just drive by and it feels a lot different when you're staring outside your car window than you're watching through a television screen.
Yeah, it's just the pictures don't do any, the pictures, videos that people have seen, like, don't do anything justice when you like drive around and just see the absolute destruction, because you think of like Forest Park, for example, like on a beautiful day, on the day that
AB and
this
I were just
happened,
there last week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like the just the size of the trees and the size of everything that was destroyed in the tornado's path is just, it's incredible to see, because you just would never, it shows you the power of that storm. Yeah. And honestly, like, you know, the fact that it came with zero warning. I mean,
yeah.
Zero warning. Like, think about the people that were level. Outside walking.
Right.
I'm thinking back, like, how many afternoons that it looks exactly like that, and I'm outside walking the dogs, and, like, you just, it came out of nowhere. Nobody was prepared for it. Like you said, Kev, like, Annie, she, like, tells us that she just put the students on the bus, and then they went home, and then, like, 5 minutes later, they're rushing all the teachers and the students that were staying after school, like, down to the basement.
That's
meanwhile,
crazy.
Like, worrying about all
kids
these kids
the
that were on the bus. And you just, like, everything being out of your hands, I think, is just the worst possible
yes.
thing to even have to go through. And again, when you afterwards, it was just, like, eerily quiet, and you see, like, people on the streets just, like, not knowing even where to begin with all of it.
Yeah. Hannah, there's more text messages coming in.
Yeah, I mean, we had people who are in some situations where they were trying to go to work. Like, one person is an ER nurse, and they were trying to get to work to be able to help other people,
yeah.
but they had to pull over because the tornado was hitting them. So it just shows, like, even people who were trying to be there for others, it's just a situation where everything had to stop.
Yeah, it is. One thing to talk about it on the radio, and another thing to have the news cycle, but just remember that brick by brick, like AB had talked about, moving bricks and helping people, the repairs and the after effects take so long.
Right.
You know, my dad has been part of, you know, two different hurricanes since he's moved to Florida. And one of the things that I found so interesting is some friends were coming to visit, and he was, this was 6 months after the hurricane. He goes, my friend's coming to visit, and we can't go out to any restaurants because they're not open yet. And I totally had forgotten. I was like, what? That was so long ago. It was only 6 months ago, but restaurants still weren't opening. So brick by brick, restaurant by restaurant, community by community, we slowly repair and get back on our feet, but it's going to take a very, very long time. That is for sure. There are resources posted at Y98.com if you need them. And there's a lot of resources, whether it's long-term or short-term, or if you're just in need of food or help, or if you have questions about debris, if you just have those huge trees that fall in your yards, all of those resources are there for you at Y98.com.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right. What's trending? I know a lot of us are still recovering from the tornado, so you haven't been able to check the internet, see anything that's just kind of silly and makes you laugh. We'll check it for you right now. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock and we'll scroll through the internet reading some headlines. Hannah tells me either keep it moving or click on that headline. Like, TikTok is going to help with kids' social anxiety.
How?
TikTok announced a new feature that will prompt teenagers to stop scrolling and start meditating instead after 10 o'clock. They'll alert you on your For You feed. And then if you keep scrolling, a second prompt, it'll make it your whole screen. Like, stop scrolling, it's 10 o'clock, it's time to go to bed. They ran a beta, like, test feature. Only 2% of teenagers turned it off. Every teenager actually liked the reminder that, hey, I should just stop and I don't need to be doom scrolling.
I like that.
I think it's also interesting that they're trying to come up with a solution to the problem they created. Like, TikTok made us doom scroll.
They're like, we'll help, but just a little bit.
We're going to help with kids' social anxiety because of social media, even though we are social media. But it's good that they're stepping up.
Yes.
What not to do as a wedding guest, according to experts.
Okay, I'm about to go to a lot of weddings.
You too. Alex is getting married. Let's see if you don't want a guest to do this. AB, a maid of honor. So they say, number one rule, no sending a late RSVP. The couple is looking for a final head count. They have seating charts. Do not send you.
Get it together.
Yep. No late RSVPs. Do you have any late RSVPs?
I mean, yeah. It's just kind of like, once you get it, just like either you know or you can't go. Like, yep, you can go or you can't. Just send it back.
Skipping the ceremony, also a big no-no. People are like, I'm just here for the reception. I don't need to see you guys get married. Where's the free alcohol? free meal.
Yeah, that's pretty low. Yep.
Not bringing a plus one unless you've been specifically given a plus one. If you just roll up like, yo, I brought a plus
this
one.
It's been a hot topic lately.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mondays just feel a little bit different when you feel like your entire community is coming together, and that is super powerful and healing, but also the entire community is also hurting and feeling the effects of that tornado that just ripped through downtown St. Louis. It is crazy to see like a tornado just go through downtown too. Like,
you don't see that.
Usually you see like in rural areas, but like when you see the funnel clouds and the pictures and videos of like, you can see like the arch in the background and this huge tornado. It's just insane. And it's also just puts things in perspective that like Mother Nature does not give an F. It was like 23 miles long, $1.6 billion in damages. So many businesses. Also, like the little things that we just don't think about is like schools. Like, those kids who go to school every day and receive free lunches can't do that. Now, there are some resources and food providers that are opening up as well if your kids need that, or food resources. But also the other thing is like final exams.
Oh,
this
yeah,
is final
right.
exam
oh my
week.
Gosh, yeah.
Schools, so St. Louis public schools are closed right now. They're pushing back final exams, but any of those type of testing.
Yeah.
Alex, you'd point out, you don't even know if, like, you wonder if public schools will be able to be back.
Yeah,
since
I mean,
it's
you're
so late in the game.
Yeah, you're late in the game. And, you know, honestly, a lot of these people have a whole lot more to worry about than trying to go back to school. They're trying to find places to live, places to eat, places to sleep. I mean, you know, obviously, getting an education and going to school is important, and that's where a lot of children get their meals. But getting to some of these places don't even have buildings that exist anymore.
Yeah,
there are resources for you. Y98.com if you are in need of any of those things. And there's a lot of people in the community that are in need of different things, whether it's food or temporary housing, like you have had small damages, but you need somewhere to relocate. There are long-term facilities as well, or just clean water. The community really is coming together. Go to Y98.com, and anything with the Red Cross, if you want to donate to them, you go to theredcross.org. So you're like, I don't know where to give back. I don't know how to help. That's a question a lot of people have, is how do I help? How do I make an impact? You can go to theredcross.org. They'll distribute out the funds, and all of that is free. They don't ask any questions. There's no like judgment or anything like that. They're just like, hey, I need help, and that's what they're there for. And so you won't have to like pay them back There's not something you'll have to be concerned about. So there are some resources out there as we all are trying to come together. Just go to Y98.com. We're behind you, St. Louis. This Monday feels very Monday-y, so hopefully an hour of commercial-free music and then healing together, sharing our stories, you sharing your stories, and having the community come together after the devastating tornado that has hit our community. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Morgan Wallen's album dropped on Friday. I love it, but not everybody else does, so I'm going to share some reactions at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, it's ready.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So here we go.
So this weekend, I basically spent the whole time listening to Morgan Wallen's new album, and I am just obsessed. He dropped I'm the Problem this past Friday. It had 37 different songs, and I personally think it all was a slay. My favorite song has to be, it's called What I Want, and it's with Tate McRae.
And she kissed me again and say you don't want this heart, boy, sorry it broke. Told me everything she touched just goes up in smoke. Only stay a couple nights, then she gonna be gone. I said, baby, you should know that's what I want. She said,
Hannah's jamming.
It's not my favorite.
No? Maybe you don't like it?
I haven't listened to any other song on the album, and I do actually like him and like his music.
You
whenever,
do?
Yeah, whenever I listen to it, but I don't know. I think Tate McRae just carried the whole song, and he was just kind of there.
Oh, she did excellent on that song.
You want my opinion on that song?
I already know your opinion, Brett. I already know your opinion, but go ahead.
Think that song is a smash. I think the song is going to be huge. Yeah. I love that song.
I would never
song.
Put that on in my car, but I think that's
it,
just me.
No, I think it has a cool jam song. I love that song. But I agree with some of the... He's getting hate for this album.
He is getting hate.
Which is weird because he has like a cult-like following. He's like has a huge following. Mm-hmm. And people are just saying that the whole album just kind of feels like it blends together.
I mean, damn, it's 37 songs. Of course, some of them are going to sound alike.
And I have a rule that I hate when people make that complaint. Like, oh, every song sounds like a Morgan Wallen song. Like, well, it's a... It is Morgan Wallen. Every song sounds like a Taylor Swift song. Like, it is. But my biggest complaint about the album is, it's probably my biggest complaint about Morgan Wallen. I think he's an egomaniac. I think he's a narcissist. And so, I just think he's all about himself. And so, my album complaint is most people don't have 37 songs. Like, just cut some songs. Some of those songs don't belong on the album. Mm-hmm. If this album was 15 songs long, we would probably like it. It'd be like, oh, but it's because it's like...
People are going to hate on Morgan Wallen
37 songs
long. No
matter
what he does, so...
Who could listen to that much crap?
You know, what's funny, though, is for how many, like, people are hating on it, saying, like, oh, it sounds so similar, or Morgan Wallen's a bad name. I think it's really interesting because it only took 12 hours of that album to be released for it to become the top streamed album of 2025.
That's because it was like listening to a whole book. Yeah. They get through every song. It had to be the most streamed album. It took her whole life. It took 12 hours to listen to the whole thing.
It was me just listening to it over and over and over again. I love every second of it. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if you can get the Megamind question of the day correct. 1 in 5 people say they do this 20 times a day.
I'm going to say that people go to their refrigerator 20 different times a day.
Open it up.
Even sometimes if they're not even grabbing food, they just want to check out the scene.
Kevin?
I think it's find something to watch on TV. 20 different times.
Just 20 check times?
Yeah, or 20 different times. Things. I don't want that. I'll go to this.
I think they... search something on Google.
Google. Ooh. Had to Google it.
I'm going to say yawn.
Yawn. Whoa. Good answer.
Just yawned when you said that.
I know.
Nobody's got it, though. 1 in 5 people do this 20 times a day. That answer's coming our way in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. 1 in 5 people say they do this 20 times a day. What were some of the guesses, Hannah?
Bobo texted in and said that he thinks that we complain 20 different times a day.
Mm. This is a very Monday-y thing to do. Yeah, I will say that. Ooh. So it's not complain, though.
Dave says checking your email.
Dave's got it. We check our email. 1 in 5 people check their email 20 times a day.
I believe it.
That's crazy.
Alex, how many times do you have to check your email as a sales
non-stop,
guy?
Non-stop, I'm telling you.
He's part of that 20%.
Delete.
Mega Minds.
There are those moments when you turn on the news and you are just devastated for a community. And then you turn on the news and you realize that's in our backyard. That's our community. That's our people. Then that's what happened on Friday. As a tornado devastated our community here in St. Louis and went through the heart of St. Louis, 23 miles, $1.6 billion in estimated damages, buildings destroyed. And you often think, like, was it me? Like, was it somebody I know? And you're so disconnected to it. But it did. It happened to even our boss lady, Becky, who's got the corner office you think is untouchable. Life is good. You were stuck in the middle of it, Becky, of the storm.
Yes, I was. Hi, Brett. Good morning, everybody. Just like everybody, I think we sometimes, I was trying to get out of the office. Let me kind of back up a minute. And everybody kept saying, storms are coming. And I think we were just like, okay, yeah, it might happen. It might not happen, right? Mm-hmm. Even though I have a newsroom right in my building, I was trying to get out to go home and meet my son and the rest of my family at a baseball tournament in Branson. And I just kept getting busy and getting busy. And finally I left and I don't think I was paying attention. And before I knew it, the sky got super black and there was debris and trees and blowing all over the place. And it was the first time I've driven in a lot of severe weather that I was absolutely terrified, and thought for a minute, what is going to happen to me and how do I get through this? And quite frankly, the way that I got through it is radio.
You turned on KMOX because that, like, what? Yeah, what goes through your mind when you're like, okay, how am I going to get through this? What? Where do I go for resources?
Are you sure you didn't want to go to Y98 and hear some Shaboozy?
I mean, I would love to hear some Shaboozy. It would have been a better mood. But it was and so many people
I'm taking
like
shots.
I know.
Why'd you turn on our radio station?
I was like, oh, let's just decompress for a minute and ignore this happening.
Exactly.
No, it was like literally, I felt I'm pretty tough and resilient, right?
Yeah.
But that was a moment where I seriously felt like it was life or death. Okay, And I was thinking about my kids and guys. This, as you know, the catastrophic path that the storm left happened so quickly.
Yeah.
This is like 20 minutes. So making the right decision on where you're going to drive or where you're going to go. I mean, I haven't considered like knocking on somebody's door and going in their basement, but. You know, I go to D.C. and talk about radio and talk about these moments all the time and talk to our clients and our partners and our team. And when things are happening like this, you can't use your phone. Siri's not going to help you. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's minute by minute, turn by turn, where to go to get safety. And even our FM station on KMOX went down because it's the towers in North City. Okay. And our AM was still there. And I heard the voice of Dave Murray and our team, and I knew that if I just drove a little bit further west that I was going to be okay, and that's what I did.
That's amazing to realize the power because of radio in those types of circumstances, because you might not even have service when the weather is that bad. You know, there might be tower issues at that point. And so going to the radio, it was like, oh my God, the old school radio. And you hear a calming voice, you hear someone familiar, and then someone you know and trust to give you guidance out of that situation is so important.
It really is. And this is, you know, you don't have time to fumble with your phone. Like I said, those 2 minutes could really be costly and devastating, or however long it's seconds, right? And it's just a reminder to all of us that, like you said in the beginning, Brett, we talk about these stories. And, you know, I've been in broadcasting for 20 years. And I quite frankly, I'm proud of everybody on our team and our entire broadcast community for just coming together to make sure that, you know, the people in St. Louis have the information that they need now to recover and to be, you know, safe. And we tell these stories and you think like, you don't think, but you know, it doesn't happen to you sometimes directly, right? You know, people that it happens to, you talk to people that it's happened to, and we're here to help them. But then when it happens so closely and personally, it's just on a different level. And it just underlines and underscores how important it is to, you know, rely on brands like ours, like Y98, like KMOX, to get local, real-time information to help you.
And the resources to build the community back up. I feel like KMOX has been such a great resource for us to repost and re-share that information to our audience who maybe don't tune into KMOX on a regular basis.
Great. Yeah. Yeah, there's so many great organizations doing amazing things, and it's our job to be the megaphone to tell people where to get help and where to volunteer and where to donate.
Yeah. And so if you have any of those questions, you're like, how do I get back and help to the community? Go to Y98.com. We've shared all the information that KMOX has shared with us. And it goes to show you that that's the biggest thing about community. You know, it's the strongest when we need it the most. That's you don't appreciate community when you don't need it. But like when your back's against the wall and you're grieving the loss of everything we felt because of the tornado, then you're like, thank God I work in the community and I have the resources I have every single day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Becky, thank you for coming on and sharing your story, because I think it was so powerful to hear what we do every single day, and a great reminder that we are a resource for everyone listening. But also, thank you for sharing, because I think it was so relatable for other people that were on the roads at that time and going through certain things, going through that checklist in their head. Like, what do I do? Should I get out of my car? Well, how do I get to safety? And then you start worrying about your family. So I think that's such a relatable story that so many people were on the roads with you at the same time.
Well, thank you, Brett. And thank you to you and everybody on the team for everything that you're doing to continue to get the word out, because like you said, we have a lot of work to do to get our city and our people back to a point of recovery. So thank you guys for everything that you're doing. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Becky. And if there's any city that's resilient enough to do it, is definitely St. Louis.
Yes. Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.